Imagine life. Imagine possibility. Imagine home. This summer, imagine it all at Zimbali Lakes. And while your imagination starts to wander, we're going to be getting into a conversation with one of the key members of the Zimbali Lakes team to help paint that picture for you and imagine the start of something extraordinary. Right now, in the office with me, in the studio with me, I should say, Dave McGregor, Sales and Marketing Manager at Zimbali Lakes Resort. And Dave, it's great to be on your home turf. We've done some radio stuff before.
Yep.
And now I'm in your studio, your podcast studio, the first of many podcasts we're going to be doing. And I'm really excited to get the ball rolling, to get the imagination bubbling, and to find out about what's cooking this summer at Zimbali Lakes Resort, because the excitement, the momentum, and the magic of living and investing at Zimbali Lakes is palpable. So to set the scene, let's first introduce you. And for those who don't already know the man, the myth, the legend, tell us a little bit about who you are and your journey into the world of property.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mike. Thanks. I brought my full palette of colors, so you can expect we're going to paint this canvas. Because you know what? To have the privilege to be in this situation where you can introduce people to this level of lifestyle and this quality of life, it's just something that I've never experienced in my life. So how did I get to this point? I was very fortunate that I managed to run Kyalami for a period of like 35 years. That was also, I'm a petrol head. Petrol in the veins. And you know what? That taught me a lot of things about life in general and people and how to network and how to come across and sell what you believe in. So the whole racing thing is very competitive, as you know. I mean, it's cutting edge stuff, cutting edge technology, cutting edge. But the excitement and the adrenaline and the whole uptake of people when you put on an event is much like selling property.
Yeah.
So for me, it was almost like a natural to go from the high-octane world of motor racing and come into the equally high-octane of property sales. And Zimbali Lakes, you know, Zimbali Lakes is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I'd be crazy to say no to that. And I must say that 5 years ago when I came on board, it's been as exhilarating as the motor racing career has, and that gave me a good foundation. And it's all about working with people, painting the picture for them, giving them the sort of enthusiasm for the lifestyle that they can expect here. And it really is, I must say, I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Wow, what a ride it has been and continues to be. In terms of how you literally landed in the hot seat, what was the pivotal moment that brought you, that led your path to Zimbali Lakes?
I think that, you know, the COVID pandemic really put a lot of focus on quality of life and doing things differently, etc. I was running some racing lessons at Kyalami at the racetrack, taking CEOs around in high-performance cars and putting a bit of color in their cheeks, as one does. Then the pandemic came along, and I must say that was a reset. It's almost like you push the reset button, and I realized that, you know what, there's more to life than just sitting in the seat going around the racetrack all these times. But I then got a call from Zimbali Lakes to say, listen, we're launching this fantastic new project on the North Coast. You have come via Pinnacle Point, which is another great development on the Garden Route. You did a couple of good sales there. Would you be interested in coming and assisting us here on the North Coast in selling property and basically moving our stock? So I thought about it for a minute, and I said, yeah, that's good. Let me do that. So that's basically how I ended up. I've always, you know, being up in Gauteng, it's always low tide. There's no high tide there. So, and I've always been a sea person. I mean, I love the sea. So just to have the opportunity to come down here and have this lifestyle, hear the sound of the sea at night and just be in this environment, it was a slam dunk.
Didn't need more than a minute to make that decision. And now that you are fully immersed in the magic of Zimbali Lakes, there's a phrase that's been on my mind, and it sort of ties into the summer campaign that's going at the moment. Imagine the start of something extraordinary.
Yep.
What does that phrase mean to you?
So, you know, it means to me to introduce to a young family, for example. It's like the first chapter in the book that you're writing. So you've got your children, You're worried about good education. You're worried about healthcare. You're worried about convenience. If I need to get to a board meeting in Chicago, can I get to the airport quickly? Do I have connecting flights? So everything about the extraordinary is that Zimbali Lakes has positioned itself where it can tick every single box that you can imagine. And the funny thing is that as new boxes come along to be ticked, we actually seem to be ahead of the game. We keep upping our game. So, you know, we've always had this premise, you must always under-promise and over-deliver, and we live to that. And so my extraordinary is to have young families coming. Our profile buyers probably between 20 with the yachties, youngsters buying, these guys who are overseas coming to buy investment apartments, all the way through to young families who are saying, listen, we want to give our families this quality of life. Even if we don't play golf, doesn't matter. We just want to be in an environment where it's safe, where we can smell the roses, we can do our business, and we can actually have a bit of fun along the way. And I think for me, Zimbali Lakes ticks every one of those boxes.
Amazing. When you explain it like that, you paint the full picture, it's hard to find anything that can hold a candle to it. And for listeners who haven't yet visited the estate, how would you describe Zimbali Lakes in one line? I mean, it's not an easy thing to do because there's so many different facets, but could you give it a go?
It's a world in one estate. It really is. If I had to sum it up, there's nothing that you can't satisfy yourself with here, from really top premium class reputation all the way through to facilities, the quality of life. I mean, we've really thought of everything, and even retirement villages. So if, let's say you're worried about your parents perhaps being in suburbia and about their safety while you almost feeling guilty that you're having this fantastic life, you can even bring your parents to come and share in this whole environment. It's fantastic. It offers people, as I said to you, a world in one estate.
And if you had to kind of try and flesh out that world a little bit, build out that world, key points that come to mind when considering a place to put down roots, to start a life.
Yep.
Obviously, security has got to be right up there, right?
So we built it on four pillars. One is security. You can never compromise security. So we brought in the world's top, I think, security company, Fidelity ADT. They look after our security on a 24/7 basis. So we'll never compromise security. So we brought in one of the world's top security companies, Fidelity ADT, 24/7 monitoring of our perimeter fence, fly a drone to check if there's any potential threats. They can send people out to check it. Because at night, you know, you want to fall asleep in bed and think, left the keys in the car's ignition. You don't have to get up, go and open up everything, unlock everything, go down to get to your car. So that's the kind of peace of mind that we offer. You can turn over, go back to sleep, your car's going to be safe. And it's for families, that's very important. A lot of our buyers are businessmen that travel a lot. They want to know that their wife and kids are safe and that nothing's going to happen to them. So that's prime. The other thing is continuity of services. So are we going to have electrical supply? Is our water going to be connected? Are we going to have internet connectivity? I'm on a call to let's say, an international Teams call, and my internet goes down. I need to push a button. Somebody's going to come fix it for me. So we own all of those and make sure that they all function correctly and are. Yeah, it's what people expect when they see the Zimbali brand. They want things to be able to work and function around the clock. And so that's something that I think we as a company have put together to make sure that we can deliver that expectation. Because it is an expectation, and we see it as more. We see it as a promise.
Brilliant. So when you're talking about the pillars of security, services,
connectivity. And just convenience. I mean, I always say to people, we're the 15-minute estate. We're 15 minutes away from everything you could ever need. So, and sometimes I'm going to, let me tell you about my car shopping. Let me tell you about the 15 minutes first. So the 15 minutes is the airport is literally 12 minutes away. It's a very user-friendly airport. International flights coming in, and they're getting more and more. As this North Coast develops, more international flights are coming in. So you're 15 minutes away from that. You've got everything on speed dial. And if that's not enough, we're even building our own shopping complex here. So I always say online, you know, add to cart. You take your cart and you add things. I'm saying get in your golf cart drive from your home, go down to our on-site Zimbali Square shopping center. You've got these beautiful restaurants. You've got all these brand. You've got Woolies. You've got Dis-Chem. You've got Checkers. You've got everything on speed dial. Go and load it into your cart. That's so you actually don't need a car if you live at Zimbali Lakes because everything is yours. So the 15-minute estate, you've got a brilliant hospital 5 minutes up the road. In a radius of 5 kilometers, you've probably got 4 or 5 private schools with top-notch curriculum. So everything is here for convenience. It's the quieter side of Ballita, so you don't even have those traffic jams should you need to go into Ballita itself for whatever reason. Blue Flag Beaches. We've got our own beach club. So really, when I think about it, Mike, everything is here at your fingertips.
Well, as a sales and marketing manager, what a joy to have something that almost sells itself as your your main focus.
It does indeed, yeah.
There's so much going for it. It's such an exciting prospect. When we talk about Zimbali Lakes at the moment, I think that now synonymous with the brand in a lot of people's minds is the name Ernie Els, the Big Easy, because he is very intimately connected with what's going on at Zimbali Lakes. Let's talk about that connection and the power of that brand association.
You know, it's been quite phenomenal. I never realized the magic dust that the name of Ernie Els has, but he is such a Big Easy. I mean, his whole demeanor is one of, I've watched him with Chorin. He goes down on a knee, doesn't speak down at them. He actually goes down to their level and chats to them. That interaction, there's very few people in life that have got that kind of ability. He's a World Hall of Famer, Golf Hall of Famer. This guy has done so much for this country and for our state. I mean, really, the minute people who'd bought before actually called me and said, you know what, you've added so much value to our investment by bringing Ernie's brand on board. And it's not only Ernie, it's his advanced, his whole performance golf academy.
Yeah, the EPGA.
So, and that's going to be finding the new Ernie Els. Then you've got the Big Easy restaurant. So in the clubhouse, you're going to have the Big Easy restaurant. He put his stamp of approval on the golf course. He said, I don't think there's going to be another golf course built in South Africa, the water challenges, etc. This is probably my last chance to put my stamp. And when he looked at the golf course, he said, I've got to do this. And, you know, people relate to that brand. So when they're traveling internationally, they want to play the Ernie Els course in Dubai, want to play it in Europe, they want to play the one in America, they can come play this one in Africa as well. And that I think, we must never underestimate the power of that brand. And then, of course, his wife, Liesl, said, I used to come up here on holiday as a kid. Why don't we, Ernie, buy a piece of property and actually build a home here? And so that's what they've agreed to do as well. So they're already briefing architects. They're going to be building a home here. They'll spend a couple of months a year here. What an absolute pleasure to have an icon like Ernie Els right on your doorstep, living on the same estate. So those people who had that vision and bought early, they're smiling all the way. They know their investment has just leapfrogged above everything else.
Wow, what a brand to be associated with, and what a coup to have secured the confidence of the man himself. And if it's good enough for the Big Easy, hey, you should seriously be having a look at what's rising out of the ground at Zimbali Lakes Resort. This is just the beginning of the story. And now it's the perfect moment to imagine what your life could be like at Zimbali Lakes Resort. So to book your property tour or to find out more, visit zimbalilakes.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 087-095-2742. And this summer, imagine it all at Zimbali Lakes. My special guest in the studio with me today, Dave McGregor, Sales and Marketing Manager for Zimbali Lakes Resort. Dave, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to having another conversation with you real soon.
This is the first chapter of the book, and I reckon we're going to write another 15.
Let's go.
There's lots to talk about.
You heard it here. Zimbali Lakes. Imagine.